Good morning, PML. It's your boy Is Nefarious here. I'm here for the breakfast show. I got the breakfast crew in the building. Ah, D Lloyd in the building. D Lloyd, what's up?
Yo, what's good, PML fans? Your boy D Lloyd. We are back with another episode. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend.
Yeah, phenomenal weekend for everybody. We also got H Dizzle in the building. H Dizzle, say what's up.
Yo.
We also got Z Raldo in the building. Z Raldo, say what's up.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday.
All right. We also got Lil Cook in the building. Lil Cook, say what's up. Just in time.
Hey, what up?
So, did Lil Cook know he was being on the show? Or did he just enter and then just get thrown in?
Did Lil Cook sleep yet?
Lil Cook,
I just woke up.
You sound like it. Bro. Lil Cook, hey, day one.
Schedule, bro. Go ahead, D-Lo. Take it away.
Yeah, that is crazy stuff, man. But you know, we had quite a few games. We didn't cover the last of the last week's games since we had advance on good old Saturday. So let me go back through. LSD has a schedule up. I can pull it up either one.
I got you, bro. Don't even worry about it.
We had to go back to week 13. Some games that we missed or that was played on Friday.
All right, so let's see. Broncos. Did we talk about Broncos Giants?
No, but the Broncos beat the shit out of them, didn't they?
44-17.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not beating the shit out of them. That's a close game.
Nope.
Well, his NFC East counterpart lost the game after Chargers beat the Cowboys 55-17.
That's getting your ass beat.
There was nothing on that one. No saving grace there. Okay.
I guess Dolphins Jets played 44.
The Dolphins won that one, right? The
Dolphins. Yeah, they didn't just win. Everybody was scoring 44 this week, man. 44-19.
Yeah, that was. Is anybody else shot or just me? Just me. All right.
I expected a closer game, not who won, but
yeah, I feel like those two games are never close. Like one of them is beats the other by 20.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. I mean, just because I feel like Greeny has been, you know, playing a little bit better. Than Debo has while Debo been going to school. Is he done? Is he back like free? Does anybody know?
Debo?
Yeah, apparently since last year.
Debo been
last
free.
Last season type stuff.
No, I mean, I mean, he's still a first responder, though. Like, just because he's out of school doesn't mean
that's what I mean.
He did say he was at the firehouse for like 3 straight days.
Yeah.
East games were played like right before advance. The last two games were literally both AFC East matchups. So
that's a good win for him.
Anything? We talked about the Packers, Browns. Did we talk about Colts, Titans?
We didn't talk about the Packers, Browns, right?
Yeah. We were just saying like, the suspension from it. Not the suspension from it, but.
Oh, so it's all about the suspension that took place. Did y'all agree with? So we got how many games? Was it two?
Two games.
All right, two games. How do y'all feel about that? From what was he calling timeouts at the end? Right.
It was for running goal line in the wrong situations. Allegedly.
Yeah, he was running goal line. Yeah, he was running goal line early in the fourth and against like gun tight and gun fucking spread.
Goal line defense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as the vet situation, but it was kind of like the vet situation. Like, Even though you're losing and you're not enjoying the game, you still got to play with some respect to the league.
Yeah, I didn't see it happen. I didn't watch the game, but I did see right after the game where KMFO came in. It was basically like I was trying to run up the clock using goal line and all the other shit. And then he did post that funny video of of him just on vacation, spring break, having a good time. Instructions having fun, but I guess you know he wasn't making the game enjoyable for MFL, so he wasn't having fun. So yeah, he got the 2-game suspension there. Speaking of suspensions, Neff probably when he voted on it probably giggled, but we did get the suspension from JT like he said, so he is still in the league. Cause I know he put his arms on the league on the line.
Damn! The hell's wrong with this place, bro? He ain't even doing nothing.
So
no, so like the context that we got from the breakfast show, what was it, Miles, was completely different than the context that Codes gave us in Gen Chat.
So what did Codes say? I didn't see what Codes said.
So. Code said that JT scored at like 12 seconds left. The only context that we got here was that there was like less than 2 minutes and he was inside of the 10, which apparently wasn't true at all.
No, so the context that we got in here was Miles just scored to cut it down to 9. He tried to make it 8 by doing the 2-point conversion, missed it. Went for an onside kick. JT recovered it. Miles has 2 timeouts. JT runs one play from like his own, not his own, from like Miles 45 or something like that. Gets down to like the 10-yard line. And then the clock's running. This was with 54 seconds left. So the clock's running. And by the time he snaps the ball, the next time it's 12 to 11 seconds left. And JT runs it in with Braylon Allen.
I mean, tell Miles get a stop. Shit. That's a lot of like. I really feel like I like if you run in plays at the end of the game, like that gives me a chance to make you fumble or something like that. If you're not gonna get out of there, we still got a chance to win. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's just me.
It's still a sportsmanship thing.
It is. I mean, but for me, that's more so like if I'm up like.
It did mess up 10 my or parlay. More, that shit's
how
crazy.
Much did JC end up winning by? How much did he end up winning by?
He won by 9. Yeah,
So that touchdown. He won by how much? Say that one more time.
16.
Oh, 16. If he scored a touchdown, I'm sure he didn't go for 2. So that would have been crazy.
That would have been the most drama thing in the world. Yeah. I felt like I should have won by this much.
No, he would have scored a win for 2, bro. We may have to be replacing JT. That should be crazy, bro.
Miles is gonna have to D up, bro. Wild. That's all that is. He just gonna have to D up, bro. Like, I don't know. Maybe, you know, you got inside stuff. You blow up that ring play. I don't know. But
here we go again.
You're saying if he had inside stuff or Chase Young, he could have stopped the run?
Bro, that shit crazy.
I've seen it happen before. Shoot. I've seen inside stuff blow up my game plan. So, yeah,
you must not need safety, bro. You don't need that when you have safeties on the field. But
just line them up in the box. They can tackle and cover.
All right. So with that said, with the suspensions, let's move on to week 14. We had quite a few games since Saturday as we are winding down, getting ready for the playoff push, or this technically is a playoff push. A reminder, this is now with the active suspensions week, so it could be a random week. For usage, so you know, everybody get their usage down or get suspended. Who cares? But the first game, go ahead, Z. Once you pull that up, week 14, first game.
All right, first game, Patriots Ravens. A-Rod falling 38-7 to SP Dot. Is SP Dot moves 11-2, and A-Rod falls 2-5-8.
Yeah, not much to talk about.
Yeah, there's not much to talk about. No, he got Lamar. Is this Lamar's first game back?
Yeah,
I hope not. It was. Well, maybe he might have been back last week.
Well, Lamar, welcome back.
Almost like you didn't come back this week.
Welcome back. I mean, didn't change nothing, but you know, always.
Back to reality for Lamar. Back to reality. You had your little vacation. You know, like that. You don't go on vacation for a week, and you gotta go back to work on Monday. And you're like, ugh. You went back to fucking A-Rod's lineup, and was like, ugh.
It's kind of like daylight savings time, you know. But, like you lose an hour. It's like Lamar came back and lost an hour, and he was just behind schedule.
The positive is Roquan had 9 solo tackles, so he went crazy. So
good. Anywho,
yeah, good. I was trying to find something positive, bro. Damn.
Yeah. Shout out to Roquan.
The positivity, the positive thing was that he got Lamar back. So that was about it.
We didn't need to compound.
Yeah. The positive, y'all are rude. The positive thing is this has been the best season in a decade that A-Rod has been able to put together, and it needs to be celebrated. These guys are fucking rude.
He had 9 wins when he first joined, like 9 in a row. It was a 9-game win.
But listen, he also was super compy. I'm not giving him that, bro. He almost got removed his first season.
And he didn't. Now he's having a nice bounce back season, like 20 seasons later. But
what high school bathroom are you in right now?
High school bathroom is foul as fuck, bro. That is foul.
Yeah, that's not where I would have went first. I just want to say that this week's games are sponsored by F1. You know, if you didn't know, F1 is free.
I tried my hand
at it yesterday, bro. They hit me with the time penalty for cutting the corner. It's not need for speed, bro.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. It's not need for speed. You don't get to build a nice, pretty car, bro. That's true,
bro. No nice, pretty car, bro. I'm used to cutting corners to cut around my opponents, bro. They said, no, sir, you lost 5 seconds off your time. I was like, rats, let me dashboard. But I'm moving on.
Yeah, crazy. He said,
let me dashboard. You should. What do you got? What do you keep getting?
What's up?
On the F1 thing, D-Lo, you should have dashboarded that time that you got those 2 penalties and didn't even do shit, bro. Didn't even do shit wrong.
I ain't do nothing, okay, bro. It was against me.
Diet is up 5 games in that division now. I mean, you know, we kind of expected him to win, but he's going to win it so handily that he's probably going to have a couple of weeks to rest, guys. So that's going to be hard.
That's
week 18, baby.
That division kind of reminds me.
Yes, sir.
That division slightly reminds me of the NFC South because nobody's really pushing against SP Dot, but they're all having solid seasons. Like at least 2 of them having a solid season for the most part. But nobody ever it's a foregone conclusion that SP Dot's gonna win.
I'm assuming when you're saying it compares to the South, you mean like no one's competing, right? Not the good seasons part because you're all having awful seasons.
No, not this season specifically. I'm talking about the first.
Their division was competitive last season, right?
No, it's been SP Dot every single time.
I thought it came down. No, didn't last year come down to the last game between those two?
That was season one.
Yeah. Okay.
This year, Dot's the only team over 500 right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Dot clinched the division, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, Beast was, like, Beast did well season one.
Beast was the really wild card season one.
Do we really think Josh Allen's, like, the difference? Because now he's got, what, 3 wins? 4 wins? And it's like, I feel like that's not the result. Like, I'm just curious what happened to Beast. You know, Greeny's got his whatever that goes on every season. And then Debo's always been, like,
all even right, last so, couple, so
he's been that 9-8 win team.
Real quick, speaking on the East, Patriots 11-4-2 and won the division. He had the 2 ties in there. You had the 11-6 Jets, 11-6 Bills, and then you had the 9-8 Dolphins. Season 2 was 13-4 Pats, 9-8 Jets, 9-8 Dolphins, 7-10 Bills. And then this season so far, 11-2, 6-7, 5-8, and 3-10.
Hmm. Yeah. I think for the Bills, like season one, they have one of the best rosters, not just Josh Allen. But that's an aging team. That's a win now team year one. So that's kind of
yeah. They had Micah Hyde, Poyer. Like they had a lot of
Von Miller. You know,
Micah Hyde Trey White, in Tennessee now, Trey baby.
White, Teron Trey Johnson.
Manning the fuck up, boy.
Matt Milano, all those guys. So. You know,
yeah. Stephon Diggs,
you gotta do all good with the team. And he's pretty much blowing it up.
Yeah, yeah, so I mean,
this is what it is.
Yeah.
But moving forward, next game, Cookie actually played in this one. We had the Rams going to Houston, falling to the Texans 31-48. I want to talk about this. I was not able to catch it.
Yeah, man. You know, we had our backup quarterback, our backup running back, our backup tight end. And the offense wasn't the problem at all. It was actually the defense that got torched. But no, the offense played it pretty good. Like, I had Tyree Jackson. He missed some throws, but that's to be expected. But overall, a clean performance.
Yeah,
Super Tom came back.
Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I don't like it either. I hate the stomach kid, but he plays so well that, like, I got to play him. Like, I had a rookie that I got by practice squad that I want to play, but I'm like, Tyree Jackson, just he plays well. But yeah, Cooper Kupp came back, so that was good. But,
suspension, right?
Yeah, he came back, scored a touchdown. He was scored a second one, but we didn't play the defense, so that was not good. So I think CJ Stroud went for like 400. So, you know, the funny thing is we were 4-0 without Cooper Kupp, and then we get Kupp back and lose. So, it's a weird season right now. We're just trying to keep our heads afloat.
Yeah, I mean. 7-6 is what y'all fall to, right?
I don't even know.
Man, Cook just here, bro. Something like that, bro.
Well, we're over 500. I have no idea how at this point. We'll take it.
Yeah, but I mean,
the NFC playoff race is a little bit of a mess. We're still in it.
That's what I'm saying. You're still in the playoff hunt. Dude, we'll talk about more about the playoff chase in a little bit, but you and the Vikings 7-6, a couple teams right behind you. But still in the running there. That's a big win for Houston. I think it just he's getting closer to clinching the division. He might be like one win away and Jacksonville one loss away. He's probably gonna win the division regardless, but it's all
well, he swept, right? So he's really close right now.
Yes, yeah. So he may have it.
He would have to lose his next four.
Yeah.
And there's only three games, well, four games left.
Okay, so. Yeah, so he's pretty much good to go. But you know what I mean.
That's
always good to have.
That buys you a couple weeks to rest, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's always good to have the you know, the clinch logo there.
Yeah, once you get it. Of course. Mm-hmm. Can't be playing with EA.
Yeah, so shout out Texans. He got those guys playing really good right now. And we need the Rams to get healthy. All right, what's the next game, Z?
Oh, next game. Ah, my friend Neff falling to JT in the Carolina Panthers, 24-23.
That Max Johnson.
Hey, he played well, bro. I don't even want to hear it. He played well, bro. I want a Max Long Big Johnson. Max Long Johnson played well, bro. I don't want to hear it.
His name is just Max, bro. 12 of 17, 232, one touchdown. I'm not moved.
Max Johnson didn't throw five picks. Great game.
See, exactly.
Got low
positive. No, honestly, the issue was – punching it in the red zone. Wasn't able to get a couple of touchdowns there. Didn't have a put-away drive at the end of the game when I had a chance to. Just couldn't put it away. And then I had him on a 4th-and-26, and I was going to drop coverage and use him. What was that?
There's no way you get the 4th-and-26, right?
I had a 4th-and-26, and I was going to drop coverage and use our Micah Parsons. Come to find out, because I like to play. I like to play around too much. This was a formation where I was giving Micah Parsons some rest, and I did not pay attention.
Bro, he's a 99. What
why
kind of rest
is he resting in any formation, bro?
There's like two formations in my whole playbook that I have him sitting out just in case he gets yellow or red that I need to put him out for a second, right?
Bro, what did you give
you,
up?
You know you, could just, you know, you could just do it as you go. You don't have to fuck yourself over and just take him out so you forget later on. Like, you could just do that as you go.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Let me just sub him out and bring him back in next play. He said, no, fuck me.
Big brain moves.
So surely, since he was resting, he came in and had like 5 sacks.
But like, I still need to hear the rest of the story, because why was Micah Parsons not being in coverage, giving up a 4th and 26? Damn. What about the rest of the team?
He wasn't in coverage. We
not even rushing the passer like he should be.
He wasn't rushing the passer. He wasn't in coverage. He was off the field. We should have called a timeout there.
That motherfucker was holding the clipboard. Hey, coach, you know, we did this. He said, why are you standing there?
That man now said, all right, Micah, get after him. And he looked to his left, and Micah was standing there.
He's like, all right, Micah, get on in there. He's like, nah, coach.
Hey, bro. Hey, running stunts
for Micah on the field. All right. You gonna pull around here, Micah? You gonna go inside and coach? And Micah's like, oh, that's a great idea, and he's right next to you. Like,
so I'm sitting there on the sideline, and I'm like, all right, Micah's gonna get after him. As I'm looking at the play, my hands are on my knees, the mic's up on the fucking headset, and then next thing you know, somebody taps on my shoulder. It's Micah Parsons. I'm like, ah, shit, he's not even out there. What the fuck?
You guys,
hey, coach, what's the game plan? Well, you see, Micah's gonna go out there. Why the fuck are you next to me?
you got some guy that just got caught up from the practice squad out there running like, this thing. Like, that ain't Michael.
Bro, you should be out there next to Grady Jarrett. Why are you next to me?
So on that last play, I scrolled through my line. I got to the last player and I was like, oh shit, Micah's not here. And instead of calling the timeout, I ended up.
You had to scroll through your line. You couldn't just see the X Factor wasn't there.
Good old Tavondre sweat out there, boy.
I had the big ass
X under him doesn't tell me he's not there. I got to read his name.
I had Cade Denoff, Grady Jarrett, and Taquan Graham out there on the last play, bro.
Yeah, you were just asking for it.
Denoff out there. No, you know I know he got after it.
You want to know the actual worst part about it?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you gave this up. I don't care who's on the defensive line. Everyone else should be 26 yards back. At least
5 minutes, bro.
Wait. You gave up a 4th and what?
26 to lose.
Man, Cook said, I don't give a fuck who on the field.
That's what I'm trying to get to, Z, because, like, yeah, Micah Parsons, first of all, should not be really going out in coverage, but, like, it's 4th and 26. Who cares if he's on the field?
Bro, so I ran cover three lock against empty quad.
Cover three lock? How much time was left in the game?
I don't know how much time was left in the game at that point.
God, just situational awareness on zero. All right, continue.
It was on zero. So basically, I lost the game at the end specifically because play call awareness, situational awareness was on zero. There was a 3rd and 2 I could have completed because I knew there was a blitz coming from JT because it's JT. I know there's a blitz coming.
No, so, does Chris Lindstrom tell you there's a blitz or is he still injured?
He was injured. He took him out.
It's him. He's on the way.
he took him out. I think he went out in the first quarter. Like he went out early, or second quarter, something like that.
Oh, he got re-injured.
Yeah, he got injured again. JT injured him. I don't know if he injured him from the game or more than the game. I can't remember because I went right on WWE. I ain't going to lie to you.
The boy said, I lost on 4th and 26. I'm going to go take it out on A-Rod. Like, come on.
early Cancun visit this year. I like it.
No, we're our goose is cooked, bro. It is what it is. We're going to give Drama this top 10 pick. Let him go get
Drama does have your pick, huh?
Yeah, he gonna have my pick, and he gonna get a top 10 pick.
Just to draft nobody, the right guard from Winchester State.
just because
he's gonna trade that pick for someone. That's always what he does.
I gave up way too much for Michael Parsons just because I wanted to stick it to Keyron, bro. This shit crazy.
Just to not have him on the field.
This shit, and not to have him on the field at the end of the game, bro. This shit is wild.
I'm on iRacing. I got to show you this wreck I just got in, bro.
He's supposed to be running the show, and he's on iRacing. Look at this shit, bro.
I told you I was
bro.
Racing when you told me he was going to be on the show. My car is fucked. I had to retire, bro. This shit's done. This
that shit crazy. But yeah, no, JT came out with the win. We got to be better.
Max Johnson.
Max Johnson felt good. We just got to be better in the play calls, bro. That's all it is. It's play call and awareness, situational awareness, specifically at the end of the game. Definitely gotta...
You absolute fucking idiot to me, bro. You hit me. Okay, anyway. Sorry, enough. Yeah.
That had no... Ooh, Jesus Christ. Can you keep your personal shit away from Madden talk?
So since this was a commissioner game, did Bryce Young still play?
Yeah, he played Bryce Young.
He can play. He can play this week and next week. He can play Cammy next week.
He did say he's gonna play Bryce Young against me and Cammy, and then sit him after. Because he, you want to know the funny part is he thought we were gonna suspend Braylon Allen, and he was like, "Oh, I'll serve Braylon Allen's suspension against the two commissioners in the next 2 weeks." So because it really doesn't matter. And then we were like, "Hold up, homie, Bryce Young, get the fuck out of here. Go ahead, use KJ Jefferson." And then he was like, "You know what? I think I'm gonna play Bryce Young these next 2 weeks." Yeah, it was. We got to be better with situational awareness, play call awareness, having certain plays for certain situations. I know I, D-Lloyd, I don't even know if you ever sent me that script thing. You said you would, but you never did. Besides that, I need to at least pick a handful of plays to call in certain situations to have ready, specifically against like guys I know what they.
That's what helped you with that.
Yeah,
well, man, let me get my play call sheet for 4th and 26.
We need a script to get Micah Parsons in the game,
it's
bro.
Weird. Hey, D-Lloyd, that's weird, man. There's no play here. It just says Micah Parsons. I don't know.
Yeah, that
Micah Parsons is wild.
Running.
Yeah, JT, right where you wanted it, man. The threat of the run was eliminated, and all you had to do was get one stop.
Yeah, what all do
you
we did one stop.
You were better off coming out of man up 3D, bro.
So he beat me on the verts. He beat me on the verts with
yeah, it's one of like the two passing plays out of that formation.
Out of empty quad.
Verts yeah. There's only two passing plays or something like that out of that formation.
Yep, and that's what makes it even worse. But it is what it is.
Hey, but shout out JT though.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. Shout out JT, you're phenomenal. We ain't going nowhere, so it really don't matter. Yeah, JT threw two picks early on. We didn't capitalize on those. We got like field goals out of those. So, yeah, we were just ass on.
Well, I'll tell you what, this season, season 3 of the NFC South series, bro. I'll tell you what, y'all are some characters, man. You know, Neff traded for Michael Parsons. JT is about to lose. Cammy traded up for Milrow, and JC's not going to be here for the playoffs. Go figure.
God damn. Cherry on top.
Yeah, man.
JT's lost a lot of one-score games this year, so the fact that he's winning some of these, shout out to him.
Started off 3-1, bro, and now I'm sitting here.
And then what happened?
What happened was Buffalo came to town.
That one loss, the Seattle Seahawks came into town. DK Metcalfless, man.
I'll tell you what happened. Micah Parsons happened, bro, and we just went 1-8 with that man.
Do you looking back on it? Do you?
Oh, I absolutely regret it.
Damn, cuz.
Absolutely regret
I don't know. Neff asked me about it. I said, go for it. Get that man out of my division. He said, okay, friend.
That Neff asked me about it. Not too much.
You
also said that about Waddle, though.
No.
Waddle, I thought was fine. I said, I helped him get Waddle. Remember that he used him against
Yeah.
I said it was too much. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and then I gave up way too much for Micah Parsons, and it was too much in general, but the TC was trying to put me over a barrel, and I obliged. I said, I ain't gonna leave. Yeah, Keyron, basically. It was funny because one of the TC members that rejected a first couple of trades then also told me, you're giving up way too much. I would have approved the other trades. I said, what? You said no on the other trades. But yeah, they pulled me over a barrel and I said, okay, Sarah, go ahead, take your time. And that's basically where we are now.
All right. Well,
maybe just ask Drama to revert it, bro. See what he says.
Yeah, bro, he lost the trade too. Do you see his record?
Hey, bro, that's I think Drama's having a phenomenal East, baby.
Yeah, NFC East. Yeah, okay.
Drama's right. Having a phenomenal year, bro.
Is he?
Phenomenal. He won the East.
The East is crazy.
Insane, actually. But moving on, we had the Pittsburgh Steelers defeating the Minnesota Vikings 45-31.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
what's Kurt's record now?
Kurt's
8-5.
Yeah, Kurt's 8-5. And Wimmy has lost his last four. One of them was a CPU game, but he dropped the game to the Bucks. Dropped the game to the Browns, fallen beat the CPU, and now dropping this game to Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt is now like definitely the seventh seed in the AFC, which is a little bit of a surprise, but he's been cooking lately. Like, you know, we make the jokes about the Kurt interceptions, but he's been keeping them to a minimum lately.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's been playing good. Really, this has not been a bad cycle at all.
It hasn't.
For Kurt, bro.
Season one, he made playoffs. Season two, I think he was the first team, or not first team. He was like one of the first teams outside. I think he finished with 8 wins. And now he already has 8 wins this year.
Yeah, he's playing he's playing really well.
Yeah, so.
He just gets into shootouts, wins the shootouts. But Wimmy losing 4 straight is a little bit of a surprise. We thought this was his year, but. Maybe it's not.
You've been surprised at us. Neff's been calling him a fucking wash machine.
Bro, why you gotta bring me up, bro? I didn't say shit.
Why
bro.
We gotta bring you up on your show?
That's crazy. Why am I the topic of discussion here, bro?
That's crazy. He's just blaming his thoughts on you, Neff.
Yeah. He just said it out loud. I never said that in my life.
On the show.
On the show.
No, I'm pretty sure
form.
You said it on the show. Pretty sure
in public form,
I'd also put a wager that you said that on the show as well.
Yeah, but. I'm pretty confident you said that on.
Oh, you definitely.
No, I got the clip. I got the clip because I remember I was playing truck driving simulator, and we were on the show.
Nah, bro. You cheating, bro.
What did you just say? You were what?
Yeah, no, there's a lot wrong here.
So you were Ant Dog for a day.
No, I sent the video, and that's what everybody heard it. But I sent it to him just showing that I was playing Truck Driving Simulator, but it was picking up the show in the back.
How convenient.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you guys drive across America delivering cargo, bro. What's wrong with that?
2-11. Now it's truck driver. You really are Ant Dog Simulator.
Yeah. Why is Sam catching so many strays right now?
Wow. That was rude, bro. That shit was crazy rude.
Y'all lucky I'm just sitting here right now.
You know.
At least D-Wade will know who he wants to pick in the draft.
Hey, D-Lo, do you know what I'm doing right now? I am on formation subs. I am going to that dime play. I am making sure that Micah Parsons is on the fucking field. I am checking this shit real quick.
I think it's a little late for all that, but
you want to know
the game's been over, bro.
You want to know what's even worse? Guess who the ball got thrown over?
Jonathan Terrell.
Jelani Tavai, bro, instead of Troy Anderson. Jelani fucking Tavai, bro, was out there.
You got Troy Anderson sitting out too. He needs a breather, bro.
Troy Anderson was sitting on the sideline, bro.
So Troy Andersen was on the bench and Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Listen, bro, if you need a play, just get him for taking. Listen, no, if you need a play, just come out on something that Neff has to come out and dime. And all you got to know is he don't got nobody out there.
Yeah, I can take everybody out, bro.
Big brain. With the, all that said,
big brain, bitch.
To Cook's point, you still gave up a 4th-and-26. I didn't give a fuck who you had out there, bro. That was
the major issue was not being able to switch back to a linebacker in the last second. Because you, as I was, I went through the line.
4th-and-26. Why are linebackers on the field?
Sir, there is packages where linebackers have to be on the field.
Not quarter defense.
That's true.
And then it's like, hold on a second. Write that in quarters.
Like, JT, bro. As soon as you came out in quarters, that motherfucker was checking down to a run.
Yeah, he was an empty quad, so he's about to play QB blast for 26 yards.
QB blast with Bryce Young, bro. He'd probably get it,
for 26 yards, bro.
Your whole team's getting pancaked.
But L is an L. Moving on.
Moving on. And we weren't even talking about the Falcons. We were talking about Whitney and the Steelers. But moving on, we had my friend D. Lloyd inviting KMFO to Tennessee to maybe hold him. You know, hey, I joined the stream, bro.
We held that man for stream, two plays, bro, before we lost that momentum bar, bro. So it lasts long.
One.
Oh, we absolutely didn't win. I mean, hold on. The time winning.
He covered 40. That's a win in my book.
I covered. I absolutely. All the people that had my back, bro, that believed in me.
My friend covered. So listen, that's all I know.
Listen, I'm just saying, out of all these games, including Rod's own, KMFO has never had a 40-point spread. I think the biggest was like 37, 35.
So disrespectful, bro. He gave you 40,
bro.
40?
He's played Miles. He's played Byrne. He's played me. He's played A-Rod four times. And this is the game he gave him 40?
Yeah, look, I played the only 2 weeks ago. He may have two wins, but he's not minus 40 bad. Or anything close 40? To that.
The first 40 ever in PMO sports book, and it's Lloyd.
Bro,
also, like, KMFO hasn't been covering most of these outrageous spreads. So.
He said that yesterday. He said he's less than half he's actually covered.
I came into the stream, bro. D. Lloyd was playing, and I told him when I joined, I was ready to see somebody get held. And I didn't see anybody get held the whole game.
You joined too late. Sounds like
So listen. So this is how the game flow went, and I had to take a screenshot because I couldn't believe it. I was winning, so I was.
Okay.
Bro, he said I had to take a screenshot because I couldn't believe it. It's wild.
So I was up like 10-7 in the second quarter. I was like, wait a minute.
Said, I was winning, bro. That's it. Crazy. He said, I got the ball first and I scored and I was up 7-0 and I was winning. I had to take a screenshot.
Hey, bro. So you know, before the game, bro, when we was in the fucking, we was in the locker room, bro. I was like, hey, let's get out there, dog. Let's show what this mighty, mighty Titans could do. And they're like, yes, sir. We ran down the field. I looked at my assistant coach and said, hey, bro, we're going to get our shit pushed in. They're like, I know, bro. I'm like, let's just go.
So, dude, it was up 10-7. He thought it actually was Remember the Titans.
Bro, we went up. We said, wait a minute, bro. What is happening here, bro?
These aren't the Titans I know.
Bro, I started looking at my own control to make sure I was playing. I was like, yo, somebody's playing for me, bro.
D-Lloyd looked to his right, and his two-year-old was playing, bro. It was crazy.
I said, wait a minute, bro. So, we played a competitive – some book, if you watched it, we had the ball. It was a one-score game, and we had the ball, bro. In the fourth quarter, I'm like, wait a minute. And then I fucked up. I think I threw a pig or a fumble. One of the two happened. Aww. It was similar kind of the Cooks game, bro. And that shit went left. That shit went left after that. But we were in the game. I thought we played well. I pussied out. I did not go under center. It was not under center D-Lloyd. I was throwing that shit, bro.
Well, that's why you lost.
No.
Yeah, bro,
did you not see our run game, bro? Because you know we have an elite run game. Yeah, he was able to hold us, bro. We couldn't do nothing on the ground. Neff will probably last. Singleton had 7 carries for 16 yards. And then Balake had 9 carries for 14 yards with a long of 10. Bro. So I mean we didn't run the ball. At all, bro. Like, we tried it. It did not work. It was not successful. The only bright spot of the game was Treylon Burks being the best receiver in PML.
Bro, nobody.
Or fifth best receiver, depending on who you ask.
Yeah. Yeah. That, but they spelled his name wrong, so that's not really Treylon Burks, bro. That was Burke. That was Burke.
Well, they thought, oh, Balake. That must be how everybody's name is on that team.
I don't know who's playing KMFO. That fucking D line is fucking childish, bro. I don't know if my O line is just that dog shit, but I'm talking about you will snap the ball and just nobody will block, bro. You'd be like, yo, what the
fuck? Sounds like someone was pass committing.
No. I'm talking about run plays too. Bro, just the whole fucking game, everything about it, bro. It was not a good experience, bro, but it is what it is. K York had a 58 yarder, Z, so you know.
I did see that. I was like, I would have hit from 61, but you know, you're lucky you didn't miss. You're lucky you didn't miss. I had the hate comment ready.
The comment was ready to go. So he is putting in his bid for kicker of the year. 100% on extra points, 100% on field goals. We'll see. You know, as soon as people start talking shit about that, you miss. So. We'll see what
happens. Man, I'm gonna be in there praying on your downfall every game from here on out, bro. Don't miss this kick, man. You know you want that kicker of the year award.
Yeah, bro, I do want it. But yeah, that's it, bro. We're 2-11 or whatever the fuck we are, bro.
We're getting closer. We just need Miles to win a fucking game.
I have never seen someone tank for kicker of the year, bro.
Unless B says I'm tanking, bro, I'm not tanking, bro.
You're not thinking out of the box. That's why you never seen. That's why you never seen. You're not thinking outside the box, bro. What's wrong?
You're not resting your best pass rusher on 4th and 26. You're not thinking outside the box.
with no first round picks.
With no first round picks, bro. That's just even worse.
Mid tank you for a third. Crazy.
That's crazy.
That round about to be crazy, boy.
Could it be me?
Can't wait for that big splash, round three. Big splash.
Go Eagles, baby.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
Damn, bro. Everybody lost this week. See, you got to win to redeem the breakfast show today.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man, we'll see what happens. Next game.
Oh, man. Really quick. Well, I forgot. I understand why people was complaining about that Cam Jenkins guy, bro. I didn't know he was like that.
He made a throw.
That's just like, a 98 overall. I was like, what the fuck with his boost? I was like, what the fuck is happening here, bro? And then he ran for 2 touchdowns. I was like, he could run too?
Hey, bro, that's a hidden gem. Just a random hidden gem from the CFL.
I will say that, bro. I don't know who the fuck Cam Jenkins is, bro, but that man came from 2045 down to 2026 and is balling, bro.
Time traveler, bro. He's from the next evolution of the NFL, bro. He came back and said, hey, hold my dick real quick.
That's crazy, bro. But go
it's
ahead.
Crazy, bro. But, you know, when you can go from playing JUCO guys in the Evolve overseas to just coming to the NFL, going back in time,
man,
just lighting
bro, overseas,
it.
Bro. Yeah, Evolve ain't even over here, bro. Where they?
Nah, bro. They got teams like Australia and London.
Oh, they over there playing in like the Japan League, bro.
That shit's great.
But moving on, oh man, we have another. co-hosts involved.
Oh, damn, cuz it's my turn, bro.
HD, Philadelphia Eagles.
I thought we were skipping my game.
Yeah, bro. I had to take my turn. Jeff had to get on the stand. D-Way got up.
Hey, I gotta go, bro. My mom called. I gotta go. I can't be on the show today, cuz.
Going into Chicago and falling to the Chicago Bears, 48-33. Talk about this one.
Oh man, no, it was a cool game. I took DJ Moore out for 28 weeks. That's the real win.
The torn pec epidemic got another receiver.
Yeah, bro, we took his ass. Let's see. I honestly, Z, you'll like this one. I missed two extra points and a field goal.
Hey,
I think
best kicker of the year, and it's gone.
Yeah, bro, he's gone, bro. Well, I already missed an extra point a few weeks ago, so I think that already
and one. A field goal
and a field goal, bro.
That man choke, bro. That shit over.
So I thought. Well, this had nothing to do with it, but like I thought that his thing was like the thing obviously disappears, like the arc disappears, or maybe it squiggled. I'm like, oh, cool, that's not a big deal. When that kick meter came swinging down at 1,000 miles per hour, bro, I was, oh shit, bro. That fucking kick meter was coming down at 99 speed.
Oh yeah, that Bears kicking M-Factor.
And so,
before we went over.
Listen, you did tell me, but I thought you were talking about the kicking arc, like swayed left and right.
Nah, that's Buffalo.
Yeah. So I'm like, bro, Z just being dramatic, bro. You just can't see the arc. No, that bitch said. So, the thing about it was like, so you know how like there's an input online, you know, when you click it actually goes another second and then it stops. There were plays that like there was either an input lag or there wasn't, and I kept trying to time it, bro, and I just kept getting it wrong. I say fuck, I started going for two, bro. I said fuck all this, I'm not doing that. I was in a good position to come back with 3 minutes left, three timeouts. I threw a pick. He picked it. He started on, like, the 4-yard line and ended up picking a ball that was supposed to be in the back corner of the end zone. And I threw a pick six on a screen. I watched him go to the screen on the RPO, and my mind said, hey, bro, throw that bitch. So I threw it. He ended up pick six.
I betrayed you, bro.
Listen, bro, the time change fucked me. He said 10 o'clock, bro. I woke up at 9:45, bro. I'm like, bro, I've never slept. Dude, he's running the end zone. I'm wiping crusties out my fucking eyes still. Like, it was that early for me.
Yo, but that happens was a great to me game, when bro. I have to play a game at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I got the crusties.
Yeah, no,
in my
that's
ass.
That's crazy. No, that's actually crazy. 5 p.m., bro. But yeah, no, it was all right. Heffy played a good game. He made no mistakes. I fumbled on back to back plays. I recovered them both, but still, I'm like, the chances there. I'm like, you can't even give me a fumble? Like, hey, instead it gave me DJ Moore, and I say, hey, we good.
Hey, but the Bears are looking good for playoffs, so shout out to FA. After actually being the Brazilian Bears, now he's being the Chicago Bears again.
Look at that, bro. Staying in the States and start winning games, bro.
Hey, bro, it's just like Evolve. Cam Jenkins came to the States. He's 12-0.
True, that's true.
Cam Jenkins, yeah, baby, the GOAT.
The 98 overall, they shouldn't be 98. But anyways, moving on. We had the Dolphins beating the Bills 38-31.
I'm shocked by this one too.
The Dolphins.
I don't know why. But I
don't know why you're
bro, I think because Debo just hasn't played that great the last couple of times. And I feel like I could be wrong. Maybe I've been listening to Beast Lies. I feel like he's had his number, right? Or am I wrong in that? Like he's been.
Beast has just had a bad season. I don't, like I said earlier, I don't know what it is. But he's just had a really bad season.
When he gets Will Levis next season, though, good old John Allen.
Wait, so
Will Levis, he's about to get Malik Willis.
Will Levis,
Tony's up.
He get both of them for Josh Allen, bro.
That's crazy. You selling Josh Allen?
bro.
Well, I'll say
D-Lo won't even trade me one of his backup quarterbacks.
How they don't know what Debo gonna do now? Like by now, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking at these stats, bro. Drew Aller, 11 for 16, 84 yards and 2 picks. But Devonta Chain,
84,
25, bro, 84 total yards passing. Devonta Chain, 25 carries, 157, 2 touchdowns. Like, how do we not know by now? Hey, you know what? Tyreek Hill, Shmyreek Hill. Let's go ahead and just press everybody. We're just gonna have 8 in the box every play.
So I tried to use that tactic when I was trying to trade for Tyreek Hill, but he didn't bite on it.
I mean, the bottom of the NFC East, the non-dots, it's a wild card with those teams right now. You really don't know what you can get, especially when they play each other. So, you know, they actually played a close game. But I deep dub too.
Say NFC East? Was that an unprovoked straight?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, AFC.
Oh, that's crazy. Bro, I didn't even do nothing to you.
Yeah, that's wild, bro. My friend HD.
But unfortunately, this game is insignificant because both of them have like 4 wins.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a good one for the Dolphins. Bills position themselves for whoever the next star receiver is in this class. Moving on, I don't know what happened here, but apparently it was a topic of discussion and becoming pretty common with Byron. The Giants defeat the Commanders 45-38.
Well, what do you mean becoming common with Byron?
His internet, bro, all season it's been awful.
Internet, so his PlayStation overheats, his internet this conveniently decides to kick up in the 4 quarters of games. I don't know.
The one
so they disconnected in the 4th or?
No, I think they just had bad connection, right? I don't think they
disconnected. Yeah, no, he hasn't disconnected, but like it's just like you keep getting the message and all this other shit. It's just it's really laggy. Like you can see it on the
one play I seen. I think it was the 4th quarter. It was like a big 3rd down, and I was watching Miles streams. I don't know how it looked on Burns, and he drops back. His game like completely freezes. It fast forwards. He gets sacked, and I guess because he hit circle to like try to throw it before it froze, the game registered that as go spike the ball. So on 4th down, he's lining up. He's lining up.
Yo, that's really bad.
Formation, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? And you just hear you just hear Miles going off, bro. He's like, he got to get the fuck out the league like tonight, bro. that's what I see from the game. That was like the 4th quarter. So anything before that, I didn't see.
Did he convert, though?
See that. Hell no, I don't know what he did. I know he ain't run the play because he was about to spike that shit, bro. So unless it was a fake spike, we've seen that before. From Miles
Mario.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on with Burn shit, bro. And I don't know. I might be gullible and I might be like maybe, you know, believe that it is his shit going bad, bro. That is such terrible luck that you I don't know, you got to figure that shit out or take a step back, though. That's my mindset, so.
You have three or 4 disconnects already. Every game you're having messages pop up, like, and then he pulls, like, the greenie card. Well, my side's just fine. I'm like, bro, if you're the common denominator, you're probably the problem.
Yeah.
But this win gets the Giants within reach of the NFC East. They may be like 3-10 or something, but they're only 3 games back.
Yeah, has he played drama twice?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he played drama twice. He beat them once and then he lost.
Oh, yeah, because
they played twice in 3 weeks because they disconnected both games.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to come down to division record too then. So maybe he's only 2 games back.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O.
Well, that's a perfect segue, because I know we're in the middle of week 14, do want to kind of just briefly touch on these, the divisions and the playoffs picture. As we're getting here.
Breakfast show.
Yes, sir, bro. Just start over. Since we're over there, bro. With the good old competitive, you don't know what's about to happen in NFC East, bro. With the Cowboys leading the division with an impeccable record of 5-7. You have the Eagles right behind them. Yes, sir. Best bird, baby, at 3-10. Yes, Giants at 3-10.
And you have, I'm going to drop the third place.
So the Giants in second place at 3-10. The what happened? Because birds at 3-10, and then you had
whoa!
That's the best not bird. What you said. Wait, you were the that best bird. You now you're in third place.
Seconds ago, bro.
Yeah, well wow, now you're in third great. Place. Shit, life comes at you fast, dog. and then you have the Washington Commanders, or was it the Rihanna Commanders at 1-10 or 1-12? So. How do y'all think this division is going to shake out? Do we still feel that drama is going to clutch it out, or will he choke?
I ain't going to lie, bro. I don't even know who's going to hold it out, bro.
We know. It's going to be drama. He's going to get it with, like, 7 wins.
You know, yeah. Bro, he could not. Who knows? Drama could lose out.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, NFL can also lose out. Part of, like, no. See, listen, no, like, realistically, drama could lose out, and it's just like, I'm not even saying, like, to give myself false. I just mean to drama, like, we know drama is, and he could still lose out and win it, but, like, him losing out would, I don't think that would surprise anybody.
It would surprise, I mean, it depends on who's on the schedule. If he has Miles on the schedule,
we went through it already. Well, Miles already beat him, full strength.
He's definitely got the division because HD losing this game, I think that kind of ruins it, doesn't it, HD?
No, I got to win out unless he loses another one. Unless if he loses another one. So if he loses, as long as he keeps losing, I think I could lose one more. But I would need him to lose out, I think. I'm not sure. I would have to win out, technically.
Eagles have Washington.
I have those three and the Broncos. The
Broncos is going to be tough.
Yeah. The Broncos in my division. That's what I have left.
Yeah. You have the Cowboys at home. I don't know what the fuck y'all home field advantage is. There you go. And then you go.
I don't think I have one.
Nice. Everybody has one.
What do you mean you don't have one?
I don't think
I have one. Because
your team has a fight song.
They do.
Yeah. I don't think we have one. I'm not going to lie.
Y'all do have one. It could just be dog shit, bro. But you got one.
Yeah, again, we don't got one, bro. Listen, man. I've had momentum so many times, and I feel like ain't nothing going on.
Yeah, y'all are linked in.
The fuck's that mean?
You're making good business.
Partnerships. When the Eagles are winning, they get more momentum while the away team gets less. Yes, sir, baby.
Oh, that's like a double M factor.
Yeah. That's just trash if you ask me.
No, but no wonder why HD doesn't know about it. You got to be winning to activate it.
Yeah, I mean, don't you technically – oh, not all of them. The Titans are holding. You have to not be winning. You just have to have the momentum. But, yeah, the winning shit does hurt a little bit. Y'all a bunch of front runners would sound like to me. Mm. That's what that in fact it sounds like. But hey, you know. There you go.
Well, that's all the games we had played. So
yep. Oh, we were talking about the division. So we're gonna go from the NFC.
Jesus.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Who's winning the NFC East?
The Cowboys.
with how many wins? They're at 5.
Let me go look at his schedule. Because I think he's going to lose this week, too. Yeah, he's going to lose to JC, so he's going to be 5-8.
The best he could get is 7-10. If you look at his schedule, the best record he could get is 7-10.
He's about to go 6-11, bro.
JC. He'll lose the SP dot. He'll beat Miles. He may beat HD. I don't know. And then he'll lose he might not lose the phone.
He could potentially get 8. No, yeah. I think the ceiling is
8-9. Yeah, the ceiling is 8-9.
That's how many games he has left, pretty much.
He ain't beating me.
We'll
see. I beat him at home on Thanksgiving. He ain't beating me.
Yeah, we'll see.
You let me eat your turkey in your house, bro?
Moving on to the NFC North. which is a close one currently, according to my Madden. You have the Lions in first place at 9-4. The Bears now sitting at 9-4. The Vikings at 7-6, and the Packers at 6-6.
And I think the Bears should be in first place then, because
when they move,
yeah, once the updates, yeah, because they still have the season series.
There you go. As of right now, my Madden has three teams in the playoffs, with the Vikings as the 7th seed, with the Packers as the 8th spot. This division,
they can still send four,
potentially send in four, depending on what happens with the Rams. But what are y'all thoughts on this division?
I think personally the Bears think the win this Bears one.
Will win it. Yeah,
I do too.
The Lions have been on the. They started like 8-2, right? 9-and something crazy like that.
Lions and Vikings were both up there.
Yeah, the Vikings have been on a losing streak, and I think he's what, out of town too. So, no, he just came back yesterday. That's what it was. He came back yesterday. Lost to the Steelers. So yeah, I like the way Hefe is playing right now. I do think, you know, jokes aside, being at home, you know, look at that, bro.
Nah, the joke writes itself. You can't even say it with a straight face.
Yeah, pretty much, bro.
So. But Hefe is playing, like, you know, Hefe made the championship game year one, so if he gets there, then he has a good shot as anyone. As far as the rest of them, Fallen is in a pretty good spot to make playoffs, even if he's sliding a little bit. He has to get, like, one or two more wins to feel good about himself. And the rest is a dogfight. Wimmy's in the dogfight. Hype Mike's in the dogfight. I'm in there as well. And it's just going to be about closing the season out for at least two of us.
So looking at the the Lions schedule, Bengals, Browns, Packers, Cowboys.
Yeah, you just got to find one win in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. One win. I think 10 will be good enough to make it this year in the NFC. Just find one win.
Looking at the Bears, they go Packers, Bengals, Raiders, Vikings.
Oh, that was the Vikings? Or whose schedule was that?
The first schedule was the Lions. First schedule was the Lions.
Okay.
Now I'm going through the Bears. Bears are Packers, Bengals, Raiders, Vikings.
Pretty similar.
And we'll do the Vikings next. Oh, the Vikings schedule is tough, yo. They got the toughest of the four. Seahawks, Packers, Broncos, Bears.
Yeah, the Vikings shit might be done, bro. Well, I mean, yeah.
He's capable of winning.
Yeah.
Making it, but
I'm talking about that for the division. That shit's over, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bucky Irvin going down hurts too.
Yeah.
None of these schedules are really easy, and they play each other.
But the Bears don't have DJ Moore.
They don't? What happened to him?
Were you not here during my game when I said I took him out for 28 weeks?
Bro, you thought I was watching that?
Yo, Z got a haircut in the middle of your talking about your game.
I literally said it. I'm like,
hey man, maybe I was checked out. All right.
He literally said, hey, you want to talk about your game? Yeah, I took out DJ Moore. First thing I said, oh, you think I was watching your game? No, bitch, I said it in here.
Hey man, it went over my head.
Off.
Back to Gen Chat when you said, oh, me and D-Letter are going to run the show. You ain't even here, dog.
No, who's calling the games out? You wouldn't even. We wouldn't got to your game.
I heard D-Boy talking about the game. We wouldn't even got to your game. You think I wanted to talk about my game?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I didn't win.
Your channel was fun.
That's crazy, bro.
Just get somebody's signature, bro. Signature required, bro.
I'm trying, bro. I'm sweating my balls off in the snow.
I don't even know if we still have Neff available with us now, but the next division should Neff's be quick.
Here? I'm here.
Look, the next division should be quick when it comes to declaring the winner. We have the NFC South. Saints. All right, next
bro, division. That's crazy.
Are they clinched? I'm just talking about the division right now.
Are they clinched? Are they clinched? Shut up.
Yeah.
Are they clinched?
I wasn't joking, bro.
Are they clinched, bro?
It's a five-game difference between them and the Bucks.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're clinched, but, I mean, the Saints are playing for the one seed right now.
Yeah. So
for what? You ain't gonna be here.
Yeah. He's not gonna be here, but you're still playing for it.
He's not gonna be here.
You know, JC was the regular season. Come on, man. You know, Malik Murphy's about to be out there throwing 50 passes.
What do you mean, bro?
He said he's not gonna be here for playoffs.
Yeah, he said he's not playing. He's gonna be here for the playoffs.
Oh well. Yeah, you never know, bro. His CPU Malik Murphy could go crazy.
Anywho.
Yeah, so yeah, Bucks at 5-7, Panthers at 5-8, and the Falcons at 4-9. Moving on,
baby.
The
Falcons.
Yes, sir, baby. Moving on to the NFC West. I think this one could be clinched as well, or very close to it. You have the Seahawks at 10-2. I believe they're fighting for the 1 seed. The Rams at 7-6, trying to get into a wild card. Then you have the new San Francisco 49ers, who we have not seen play yet, so we don't know what's going to happen there, but they are 4-8. And then you have Q and the Cardinals at 3-9. Yeah, this one, like I said, I think a win might clinch it, to be honest. Or
it's virtually clinched.
Pretty much.
These should have the division record on me. Could we split? And then I got my my sim losses.
Shout out to the CEO and Q.
If Z did not win this, I will personally fly out to Charlotte to go find Z and rip up our friend contract.
Hey, bro. Like the New Orleans Saints, he's not really playing to win the division. He's playing for the 1 seed right now. Yeah. So they're going heads up. Z has the tiebreaker on JC, and we'll see how that plays out.
And it's crazy because JC's not even playing for the 1 seed, bro. He's just playing right now because he's not even gonna be here. Crazy.
he is not going to be here. That is true. That is true. Moving over to the AFC side quickly. The AFC East. Again, another division that's virtually clinched, or this one might be actually clinched. The Patriots at 11-2. You have the Jets at 6-7, Dolphins at 5-8, and the Bills at 3-10. And I'm shocked because this division has been one of the best and most consistent one all cycle.
Yeah, and this division sends at least two, you would think.
Yeah, and there are three teams under 500 this season.
Yeah, I mean, Dot's doing what he does, but as far as the rest of them, I mean, Greeny might be the 10th team in the AFC now, so he's really, like, he has to pretty much win out, it feels like. And then the rest of the guys are eliminated. Beast is, like we said, having the season from hell.
Yeah, man.
Blame
the chair.
Can't be the chair.
Yeah, bro, he's on the L6. I think he got a new chair by now.
Yeah, so this one's pretty quick. I think everybody will agree. Disappointing.
Yeah, Dot literally clinched the division. He's up five games. Before
disappointing season for the East, and I don't know if they send two. It'll be tough for Greeny.
He needs to win out and get help.
Not impossible, but it'll be tough. Next division, also another virtually clinched division. The Browns, it might be clinched because I think the tiebreaker will go to them anyway. Browns 13-0. You have the Steelers, who right now are
why are you acting like that division is not clinched at the word go, bro? Like, where are we at the NFC South, the AFC East? There's a few divisions that's clinched at the word go.
Yeah, there's a lot of it's not a lot of close.
Deloitte's got to be nice.
But yeah, I'm going through it. The Steelers holding the last wild card spot in the AFC as of now at 8-5. Then you have the Bengals at 6-7, and the Ravens at 5-8. It was a good season for them. I think everybody knows.
A little disappointing for Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, but I didn't know. You know, I don't know Silent. So
who said they were winning 10 games? Silent or Water?
Water. And we'll go there in a second. He's close to it. So yeah.
What's Kurt's schedule to close out the year? I'm curious to see.
6-6 from the Jags.
Kurt, to finish the year, he's 8-5 currently, and then he has the Ravens, Dolphins, Chargers, Vikings. to end.
He can win three of those.
Only game on the road is the Ravens game.
Wait. You say Vikings? He already played the Vikings.
Yeah.
Hurt?
Ravens, Dolphins, Packers. My bad. Packers.
Yeah,
he could win. He could win three of those games.
Yeah, and you have to win two of those games to feel good. Three of those to really feel secure. So there's a really good shot.
The Chargers in the playoffs. He could beat the Chargers again.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance he gets that 8 spot.
With that, we know from codes from last season, I think for him, he's going to start looking at seeding. So I think he will figure out who he wants to – like when he plays him week 17, it could be a situation where like if it benefits him to not win the division or if it benefits him to win the division, that could
be a factor.
Let's go to the West real quick. What's the West look like?
Skipping to the West, you have the Chargers in first at 11-2, the Chiefs at 10-2, they just haven't played yet, the Broncos at 8-4, and the Raiders at 3-9. Currently, this team does have three playoffs. Let's look at the Chargers.
Chargers and Chiefs, they played early in the season twice, so they don't play again.
Yeah, so they don't play again. Chargers have bye week.
They sweat.
They come back. Yep, they have the Broncos, Jets, Steelers, Raiders.
The Broncos, Jets will be tough to get through. We'll see.
Yeah.
They split. It's going to come down to their division.
He could theoretically win the last four, or he could maybe lose one to the Broncos or the Jets. I don't think he will lose both, but
okay. So
Manny set the benchmark. He's 5-1 in the division. He's done with divisional games. So yeah, Coach has to match.
Coach wins. He has the Coach wins. Coach is 7-1. Maggie's 6-2. So as long as Coach wins those two games, he wins the tiebreaker conference.
Yeah, but it's asking for a lot still. Like, you got to win those two division games, and you got to maintain a really good conference record, so the pressure is still on there.
Yeah.
There's still a little margin for error.
This is not last season where I won the division, so being the wild card technically was probably easier. This year, if he does drop from 2-5, he will be seeing Key.
So it's not like we can go to Tennessee.
Keep receiving. We won't be playing for the 4 or the 5 seed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so that 5 seed is a little less threatening.
You might try to get that 2 seed then. Get that 7 seed against Kurt.
Yeah, it's less attractive this year. This year,
I can see him going for the Kurt. He's going to want to play Kurt because of their shit talking. Kurt beat him in season 1 playoffs.
Yeah, but that'll be tough to pull off because
the attractive 5 seed is in the NFC because they will be traveling to Dallas.
All you need to win in Dallas is a number 1 wide receiver that can beat the press.
Hold on, because right now Fallen's on pace to get the 5 seed and he lost the drama last year, so.
Hey, look. It's a new day.
It's a more attractive 5 seed, I guess. I'll say it that way.
So, yeah, you're not wrong, but it might not be falling.
The NFC or the AFC West, definitely, I think, is sending 3, almost for sure. I think DK will have to have a collapse. Let's look at DK's end of his schedule. He's a 2-game advantage.
He plays him and Coach play, right?
Yeah, he has a 2-game advantage on Jacksonville. He finishes the year with the Raiders, Chargers, Eagles, Vikings, Command. Yeah, I don't see DK.
You just got to win 2 of those games.
He ain't winning here. I don't know what y'all thought this was. He ain't winning here.
What happened?
Well, it's all right. So is the Commanders on the schedule.
He ain't beat what happened, cuz. So, we'll see. Moving on to the final division, the best division in all of PML. You have the dirty, dirty AFC South, baby. The Houston Texans sitting in first place at 10-3. You have Water and the Jags at 6-6. The Colts and CB at 4-8, and the mighty mighty Titans, yes sir, 2-11, baby. But hey, don't sleep on those two wins, bro. They were good wins against the Colts.
And those Titans covered the spread.
Yeah, we do cover spread.
Bro, JT has to be triggering these tweets, bro. He has to do it. So, ain't no way the Falcons stuff popped up right at this time.
Hey, bro. The poor little Falcons, bro.
Neff, do y'all have
Max Johnson is turning things around for that franchise.
That's right, baby. So,
off the field, the Falcons have a strong sense of community and camaraderie.
Absolutely, bro. The coach doesn't even live in the state of Georgia, bro. He zooms in on Zoom meetings every week, bro. So
listen,
I
won in 2048, bro. That's all that matters.
And Cam Jenkins there? I don't know.
Man. That's tough, bro. You telling me you beat Cam Jenkins, bro?
I won in 2048, bro. I'm talking about the game 2048 on the phone, bro. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro, I know you ain't winning stuff during Cam Jenkins' reign. He was so good here to come back.
come back from the future, bro. Talk about making a fantasy league. Shout out JT with a great idea. Since he's in here.
He is in here.
Before we end, because we didn't talk about it too much, is Max Johnson the starting quarterback for the
Falcons? Oh, absolutely.
We didn't talk about it too much.
I'm talking about like next season. Is he the starting quarterback?
Absolutely, bro. Wait, what picks do we have to pick a different quarterback, bro?
Yeah, I got this.
No, it's all right, bro. You just going to trade up into the first. Bro.
Hit up drama.
I'm gonna hit up HD for Desmond Ritter, bro, after this.
Hey, listen, he's score a second. That's it. No more, no left. If you give him 1 second back, I'll just give you him back. I'll cut him for you. I'm gonna fuck.
Everybody in BML, I'm gonna just get Desmond Ritter in fucking free agency, bro. Everybody in BML, have a great day. We'll catch you next time.
I'm keeping him then.